As far as the Parsha, in Parsha Shmois, says that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we shouldn't be worried. Moshe was worried that Aaron was a Novi 80 years before, and Aaron was a Manig in Mitzrayim, then Moshe wasn't even there. Now Moshe will become the Manig, it'll be an insult to Aaron's covet. He was afraid that Aaron would be insulted, so he said, Shlach no biyad tishlach, send with Aaron. So Hashem said, Alo Aaron achicho alevi yodati gidaber yidaber hui baracho vinei hu yotzeli krosecho baracho v'somach belibo. And because he was somach belibo, he didn't have any pchisus covet, it didn't bother him, so he was zeichet that he wears the choshen amishpat, which is the zikoron of Klal Yisrael on his leg. It could be that it's a midah connected midah, because the choshen amishpat is like a novi that he talks burim v'tumim. He has to figure out the words. He shouldn't have negias. And Aaron is a person that doesn't have negias. And when he says pshat and burim v'tumim, what the words are, it's kulo objective and not subjective. It says in Rashi that he was zeichet. Moshe was supposed to be the kohen, and Aaron would be the levi, which is Mishoris the kohen. But since he was said that Aaron should be, and he waited 6 days, so Aaron will be vayichar Hashem to Moshe, and Aaron will be the levi. Aloyal nechicha levi, the one who was supposed to be the levi will be the kohen, and Moshe will be the levi. So he said the gematria Aaron ochicha halevi is begematria 346. Moshe is begematria 345. That means Aaron Achicho Alevi is one over Moshe. He has that mile, which Moshe doesn't have. Thank you.